It's 7:52 right now, 41 here in Greenfield. We're going online now with Mick from Montague Webworks. Good morning, Mick. Good
morning, Kevin.
What's going on, bud?
Well, some people may wake up today and not notice anything, but the federal government is shut down today.
Yeah, that's our big news item for this morning.
Yeah, well, it is a big news item, period. It's global consequence. But most people don't know what it actually means, so I spent some time this morning trying to find a good website to answer the questions.
Learn a little more.
And it's no easy, you know, website address, no easy URL. I did find, however, that USA Today had a pretty good article, but you got to kind of worm your way through their site to get to it. So
it's, okay.
So the website today will be usatoday.com, and the top headline is Shutdown Stalemate, Where Things Stand Today. If you go to that article and scroll down a couple of paragraphs, they have a link to something called 66 Questions and Answers About the Government Shutdown.
Wow, that's a lot.
And it's a lot. It's a long article, and it's very good. So it's definitely worth reading. And I had questions like, is the post office shut today?
And the answer was?
No, it is not shut down. Whew. It's considered essential. And that's the thing. Each department in the federal government can determine on its own who is essential and not essential.
Mm-hmm.
So still, between 800,000 and a million federal workers don't come to work today.
Mm-hmm. They're considered non-essential.
Those are the non-essentials. So.
I consider you essential, Mick.
Well, I'm here. We didn't shut down today. You're pretty essential too, kid. But things like national parks. And so you're like, oh, who cares? Well, you know, it's okay if the park shut down for a day or so. But, I mean, if people are camping.
Sure.
So the question, one of the questions on the page is, what if I'm camping in a national park?
Mm-hmm.
You have 2 days to pack up and leave.
Yeah. You know, one of my favorite spots to go on Cape Cod is the National Seashore.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, you know, if we were on Cape Cod this week, could we have gone to the national, can we go to the beach?
Well, you can go to the beach, but you can't camp there.
Uh-huh.
They're shut down.
Gotcha.
You know, Smithsonian is shut down. You know, any, you know, federal or government controlled thing that's
right,
non-essential.
They list a lot of the big landmarks in this article over at USA Today, like the USS Constitution.
Right.
Can't go see Old Ironsides today.
No, not today.
Maybe you can see it from afar.
Yeah.
Can't get up close.
You could stand on the road and look at it and go, there it is.
Right.
And that's about it.
Yes.
So interesting stuff.
And we'll see where this leads. Montague Webworks website of the week this week, a little bit of a reference to current events and what's going on over at USA Today.com. Montague Webworks right here in the Valley. Of course, Mick behind that operation and a part of our 30% off store, Mick.
That's right. And I love it. People buy up those certificates and hand them over, and I help them out with setting up a new website or cleaning up their existing one. Or even if they're already a customer, sometimes people buy them and say, can you come over to my house and sit down with me for a couple of hours and help me go through some of the more advanced stuff. I want to put some cooler stuff on my website. And I should, absolutely.
There you go. Get a hold of Mick and get a hold of our 30% off store over at the Bear Country website. You can go to bear953.com. Those $100 gift certificates from Montague Webworks, only $70. And we have the print-on-demand option now, too, that everybody likes. 7:56 right now, 41 in Greenfield.